When I was growing up in Detroit, I was raised Christian, and I even went to after school's Baptist classes, Awanas. And when I went through my life as I got older and was able to sort of start thinking for myself and start to process stuff, I saw that although the people in my life, some of them went to church and some of them would talk about God in a spiritual way, but I saw that they didn't live life in a spiritual way. Like, even though they believe in these things, it had no effect on the way they treated people, on their behavior, or any of this kind of stuff. It was just sort of more like, I don't know, I guess like we're just raised to think this is the truth, so we just go with it. But maybe like when I got into high school, about 16, 17 years old, I started to really revolt against any organized religion. I was so like, I called myself an aggressive atheist because I wanted to like debate and argue, and I was just so cringe, and I couldn't stand religion, any religion, not just Christianity. But it all stemmed from this sort of disgust that I saw in American culture, that where they would exploit this spiritual idea for control, for all sorts of things, you know? In God we trust, yet we blow people up in countries across the planet. So I was really anti all of that. I still am anti-establishment, but like I didn't think there was a spiritual speck floating in the universe, nowhere. I thought this was absolutely meaningless. And I still do think that it is. This is a meaningless experience. Where is the meaning outside of that which we sort of make up? You know, our friends, our family, our hobbies. These things are meaningful to us as individuals. But like, what's meaningful to humans is not the same thing that's meaningful to a crocodile or a platypus or an asteroid that is just hurling through infinite space on fire about to smash into us. So meaning is subjective, maybe. And so I thought this was meaningless. All of this completely. I had a friend that killed himself when I was in high school, and this completely put me into this nihilistic attitude where nothing mattered. It doesn't matter what I try to accomplish in life. Even if I, you know, save the world, it doesn't matter because I'm going to die. And nothing I do makes a difference. So what? Why go on this crazy journey to get a job, the perfect family, or any of these pursuits that we go on? What is the point of it if we're just going to die and everything I care about is going to end in dust and dirt? So I went through this for a while, and I just couldn't find anything to give me light, to give me hope. And I was pretty suicidal, 17, 18 years old. And one day I was sitting in my grandma's house. I was living with my grandma and I was crying. I was so sad. I was just sad because sadness existed. And I was looking at my reflection in a TV that was turned off, a black screen, and I was crying, and I was just like, I looked up at myself, and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I even upset about? And then this hysterical crying, this suicidal crying, turned into laughter and a lightheartedness, and I had like a flash of realization, a flash of self-awareness, where it's like, I don't actually have to be sad. The fact that this is purposeless, the fact that this is meaningless, means that I can sort of play with it and engage in life in the way that seems fit to me. And this like lightning strike of epiphany changed my life forever. Because from here, I was able to see the mystery of my own self. I always felt this. Like when I was a kid, I looked up at the sky. I was like, oh, man, there has to be something more. There just has to be. And I gathered that back. I gathered that the mysterious feeling back, where everything is meaningful, actually. Everything is not meaningful in the sense that it's meaningful in the sense that it's just happening. The fact that this is happening is a mystery, and that mystery is inherently the spark that is navigating you through your life and through your experience as a human being and through all experiences, all lives that you will and have gone through. There is this spark of mystery that began when the Big Bang started. And I started to look at science even as a spiritual method. All of this, all of spirituality, science, all of this stuff, depression, suicide, all of this is just a cry out to grab a hold of the mystery. Yeah, and then in this dark moment, it hit me. Oh my God, like, holy shit. This is weird. The fact that I'm alive is strange and bizarre. And the fact that any of us are alive is strange and bizarre. And that mystery is so much more than my own shit, than my own personal shit that I gravitate towards, or that I say, this is who I am. I am this sadness. I am this heartbrokenness. But it's just like, these are just ideas. Thoughts are just like clouds. They just float around and they make all kinds of shapes, and we can apply meaning and things to them. Oh, that looks like a lion, or look, there's a dragon right there. But in reality, this is just mind stuff. It's just mental stuff. It's all just brain echoes, just stuff bouncing around. You know, a lonely fish just swimming back and forth. You know, you're going to get bored and start thinking of all kinds of things. And that's essentially, I think, what we are doing. We take on all these false identities, and it pulls us away from the beauty of our position, of our own selves, of our own inner selves. It doesn't matter what our bodies look like, or what we've done in the past, or what we will do in the future, because no matter what, there is a part of ourselves inside, deep down, that transcends all of the bullshit, the mystery. Keep saying it, the mystery. That's what it is. It's the mystery. And grabbing a hold of this will make you feel unexplainable. And I don't know, like, I don't really know. I trace it all back to that moment, to that flash. But essentially, I feel like all the stuff that happened before that, all of my friend killing himself and all of that, was my path. That all of that stuff had to happen so that I could have that flash. So the flash wasn't necessarily even in that moment of the realization. The flash was happening before that. So it's just like the Big Bang. The Big Bang happens, and this flash in the universe suddenly wakes up. There are things happening now. And this Big Bang or whatever happened is just like still exploding. We are in the explosion of the first action that the universe took. If the Big Bang is what happened, which seems to be sort of like the mainstream idea, that there was some kind of huge event that blew everything into existence, God snapping his fingers, any language you want to use to describe it. Terrence McKenna used to say, give us one free miracle and we'll explain the rest. Because that action blowing itself into existence, that's what this is. This tree, this microphone, this conversation is happening in the chaos of a cosmic explosion. You are divine simply by your beingness, especially because you are awake. You could be anything, you know. We could be anything in this planet. We could be just an ant building an anthill. But here we are, human beings with the capacity to wake up and say, holy shit, this is strange. And psychedelics add to the mystery, because psychedelics reveal a hidden layer, a hidden dimension of information that says all kinds of things about the universe to you. So I think I believe in God now. I do believe in God. And I don't believe in God in this sort of a judgy character that's concerned about who you have sex with or how you behave. But I believe God as consciousness as this divine happening, this beingness. God is the beingness that connects all things into this wakeful experience. God is everything. God is everything. And I see this now clear as day. I mean, I also saw clear as day that God didn't exist and that life was just a thing that happened. And who knows, it, you know, it's just, we just are unlucky to have woken up. But I take that back. I renounce that position. And for me, God is sort of, in the Hindu sense, the Hindus have this idea of God as being a sort of the infinite nature of everything, that lurking in all things is this creative essence. And that's what God is. And I like that idea that there is just this sort of, I don't know, you know, how do you explain God? A million different names and none of which say actually what it is. But it is. The isness is. There was a quote I read once that says, what you're seeking is what is seeking. So like we identify with all these things, our names, our attachments, our desires. I'm Dakota, I do this, I do that. And we use that narrative to sort of shuffle through life. But beyond that, spiritual practice reveals that you are none of that, none of those things. In India, they have a saying called neti neti. It means not this, not this. And there are saints that say, when you get lost in the confusion of life, all you have to say is this who I am? Inquire into the self. Am I Dakota? Well, it's just a sound. It's just a symbol that my parents gave me. It's not really who I am, right? It doesn't describe who I am as an individual. It's just a symbol. So no, I'm not Dakota. Am I my hobbies? No, I'm not my hobbies. Am I this? Am I that? No, I'm not really that. All these things are temporary. So what is the aspect of me that is unchanging? Seek that. Find that within yourself, and you will see that you are God, I guess, eventually, if you trace it back far enough. You know, they say that we come from exploding stars. The stars exploded, and those materials created life and created everything that we see around us. But don't stop at the stars. You are equally the stars as the materials that made the stars and the materials that made the materials that made the stars, and so on and so on and so on, all the way back to that divine, mysterious point where all things are just flowing out of. And to me, this is God. And this is why I believe in God now, is because I see that this, I see this reality as being that. And anyways, yeah, so I wouldn't even necessarily say I have a religion, which was the stem of all my disgust for spirituality. I didn't know that you could be spiritual. I didn't even know that it was a thing. So, yeah, what do you think? Are you an atheist? Are you spiritual? Is it possible to be both? Let me know your thoughts, your ideas. And, yeah, leave a comment below. My name is Dakota. You can follow me at Dakota Wint on Instagram. I have a podcast, A Place for Humans podcast, where I talk about stuff like this all the time. And also here on my YouTube channel, Dakota of Earth. There's all kinds of videos like this. So click subscribe, turn the notification on, and let's be friends.